As part of our 2022 municipal election coverage, Sudbury.com crafted an 8-query questionnaire for mayoral candidates, asking them to share their thoughts, opinions and strategies on everything from taxation to facilities rationalization to their leadership styles. We will be publishing the responses to each question in individual stories over the coming days. Each candidate was contacted by email several times to provide the questions and invite their participation. Not all candidates responded. As well, in the coming days you will be able to find the answers to each question on the election section of Sudbury.com. If you're looking for information on how to cast your ballot, where to find your polling station or any other election-related question, you can find answers here. The question. The mayor is only one vote on council, which means the incoming head of council must be able to play the game of politics well enough to get a majority of council to back their agenda. Describe your leadership style and how you propose as a single vote at the table to get city council to support your agenda and priorities. Brian Bigger dropped out of the race. Evelyn Dutrisac, of all the mayoral candidates, I have the most extensive and diverse experience on municipal council. I sat on 3 municipal governments from 2006 to 2018 with 3 mayors. I sat on Rayside Balfour Council as well from 1989 to 1994. I was extremely collaborative and supportive to my council colleagues as they were with me. During my 12 years, I was an active member on many committees. I worked extensively with the staff, the CANs and the residents of Ward 4 and other communities in the city. By empowering and engaging persons, we obtained real successes. I have worked with the other levels of government to move our city forward. Connect with people and then lead. Before people decide what they think of your message, they decide what they think of you. Once you establish warmth, your strength is a welcome reassurance, and this facilitates trust, communication, and creativity. Connect first and your leadership becomes a gift and not a threat. I will be connected with all members of council to understand the needs and priorities for the residents of their ward. We will plan together as a council to meet regularly with the citizens by hosting town meetings and developing other strategies together. Don Gravel, I don't think it's a game at all. The mayor needs to be a people person. They need to be able to listen and compromise and ensure all of council does the same. You need to be able to work with each person on council, as all wards need a say and we need to do what's best for the city as a whole. Bob Johnston, no answer provided. Devin LaBronchi, my leadership style is to have strong communication with the media and to call out any filibustering or games being played. It's imperative to have transparency so that the public knows what's going on and we can avoid gridlock through community involvement. Paul Lefebvre, as mayor, I promise to foster consensus and strategic decision-making on council that will balance the needs of communities with the resources we have. I will empower the administrative public service to make innovative proposals and build a culture where the city is a partner with the community and not a roadblock. And I will connect people from across the communities and across sectors to find solutions. To build consensus in our constellation of communities, we need a mayor and council that leads with integrity, accountability and transparency, and that is my commitment. J. David Popescu, no answer provided. Miranda Rocca Circelli, I believe to foster a healthy and positive relationship is to build a connection with people. How do I do this? Simply put, by choosing to proactively work with people and creating opportunities for people's voices to be heard and for people to become engaged. I believe that a mayor should have the utmost respect for all people, and to have done the work for their own personal growth to be in a position to be able to foster healthy and progressive relationships. For me, it always comes down to personal values. My personal values are to always treat people the way I would like to be treated. A true leader holds strongly to their values, which they must continue to work on over time. The greatest work of a leader is to do the work on themselves so that they can be available to others. Being authentic, and having strong communication skills that can be delivered with compassion and empathy in this role is critical to help repair the relationships that have been severed with the council and the public. I am committed to taking the time to heal the past relationships and focus on building new connections with council and our citizens to start moving our city into a positive direction. I will do this by creating opportunities for engagement. Mila Wong, my leadership style always starts with general consensus. We will get our job descriptions, with expectations based on our roles and duties, voted, But this is a paid position. Taxpayers must get value for these wages. We will also function based on facts, not emotion and behavior. We will take our responsibilities seriously and smartly. Vote Mila Wong for mayor and a clean slate of new councillors without dysfunctional baggage.